Learn Persian with Chai and Conversation, Lesson 4. Hello and welcome to Learn Persian with Chai and Conversation, the podcast for anyone looking to learn conversational Persian. My name is Leila and I'll be your teacher for the course.
And my name is Matt and I will be learning Persian along with you.
Chai and Conversation will teach you conversational Persian in weekly lessons of about 15 minutes each.
If you know anything about Iranians, they don't do anything without first grabbing a cup of tea, or as they call it, chai.
So pour yourself a cup and join us in learning the Persian language. Hello and welcome back to Chai and Conversation.
With such a lack of effective learning materials out there for people who want to learn to speak Persian, we hope that through this podcast, we are providing you an invaluable resource to gain an understanding into Persian culture.
And now, Farsi yad begirim. This means, let's learn some Persian.
Farsi yad begirim.
Past few weeks, we've been covering quite a number of words and phrases that will help you get started off in Persian. We've been learning how to greet people, how to bid them farewell, as well as how to introduce yourself, different forms of you, and how to ask people where they're from, and how to answer with where you're from. We are going to review some of that to make sure that we have a good understanding and memory of what we've learned. Now, Matt, do you remember how to say hello?
Salam.
That's right. And as Matt is answering, you should be seeing if you can remember the words and answer on your own as well. So salam is indeed hello. And what about good morning?
Sob becher.
That's right. Sob becher. And then good day ends with the same word becher, but the first word is different. Do you remember what good day is?
Ruz becher.
Great, ruz becher. So throughout the day, you can say ruz becher. And now, do you remember how to say good afternoon?
Asr becher.
That's right, asr becher. Asr.
Asr.
Asr becher.
Asr becher.
Exactly. And what about good night?
Shab becher.
Perfect. Now, listeners, can you remember how to say goodbye? Matt, can you help them out?
Khoda hafez.
Great. And can you remember how to ask someone how they are feeling? It's one short word.
Chetori.
Right, chetori. And now you know that chetori is the informal way to ask someone how they are doing. So, Matt, chetori.
خیلی خوبم، مرسی.
منم خیلی خوبم. خیلی خوبم was one of the answers and it means very well. So how would you say well?
خوب.
خوب. And what about I'm not well?
خوب نیستم.
And can you remember the word that you used to say I'm doing excellent?
عالی.
That's right, عالی. And can the listeners remember the word for I'm not bad? Matt?
Bad نیستم.
So we have خوبم, خیلی خوبم, خوب نیستم, bad نیستم, and عالی. And I think those were all the answers we covered in the first podcast. We also learned how to say my name is. Listeners, can you remember how to say my name is?
اسم من هست.
So, اسم من لیلا هست. And?
اسم من مات هست.
We also learned how to answer the question, what is your name? And we learned two versions of this. Do you remember, Matt, the informal version of this question that we learned?
اسم تو چیه?
Right, اسم تو چیه. And then we learned the formal version of this question, and that is slightly different. Can you remember it, Matt?
اسم شما چیه؟
Very good. Now, we also covered something else last week. We covered where are you from? Again, there are two versions of this. If you're trying to remember, it might help if you think of it as the translated version, as where are you a native of? And the Persian word for where is
Koja.
The word for native of was
Ahle.
That's right, Ahle. And the informal version of you was
To.
And the formal version of you?
Shoma.
So putting it all together, the informal version of this question is To Ahle Koja Hasti. And the formal version is Shoma Ahle Koja Hastin. Let's repeat those. Informal To Ahle Koja Hasti.
To Ahle Koja Hasti.
And then the formal Shoma Ahle Koja Hastin.
Shoma Ahle Koja Hastin.
So that was Hasti for To and Hastin for Shoma. To say I am from, you use a small word that means I am, which is
Hastan.
And I would be
Man.
And you can put it together by saying I am from America, which is
Man as America Hastan.
One country that we didn't cover last week that I'm actually quite embarrassed about is we didn't cover I am from Iran. Now, taking into consideration Iran in Persian is exactly that, Iran, how would you say I am from Iran, Matt?
Man as Iran Hastam.
Perfect. Man as Iran Hastam. If you were from Spain, you would say
Man as España Hastam.
Great, exactly. Man as España Hastam. And that's enough reviewing for the time being. We just want to review from time to time to make sure that you are understanding everything that we have covered. We're going to cover something a little different now. It's now lesson 4 and definitely time that we learn the words for yes and no. Let's begin with the positive. The word for yes in Persian is bale.
Bale.
And the word for no is very easy. It's na.
Na.
Exactly. So, bale.
Bale.
And na.
Na.
Bale.
Bale.
Na.
Na.
So again, bale means yes, na means no. And Matt, I'm going to ask you a question and I want you to listen very carefully. To as Amrika hasti? So what do you think this means? To as Amrika hasti?
Are you from America?
Right. So could you answer that starting with yes? So yes, I am from America.
Bale. Man az America hastam.
Exactly. Now, if Matt was going to answer negatively to say, no, I'm not from America, listen carefully to how he would do that. Na. Man az America nistam. So let's go through this. You start with the word for no, which is na, and then at the end of the sentence, instead of saying hastam, you say nistam. This means I am not. Nistam.
Nistam.
So na, man as Amrika nistam, meaning no, I'm not from America. Now, I'm going to ask you, the listener, if you are from the United States. If you are, you're going to answer, bale, man az Amrika hastam. And if you're not, you're going to answer, na, man az Amrika nistam. So let's try this. To az Amrika hasti? So Matt, what would the listeners have answered if they are from the United States?
Bale, man az Amrika hastam.
And if they are not from the United States?
Na, man az Amerika nistam.
Na, man az Amerika nistam. Now let's try answering the same question in the formal form. Shoma az Amerika hastin? So Matt, what question have I asked you?
Are you from the United States?
Right, exactly. So, شما از آمریکا هستین؟
بله، من از آمریکا هستم.
I just want to note here that in Persian, like in many other languages, the conjugation of the verb denotes who you are talking about. This allows you to drop the noun in many sentences. So for example, instead of saying من از آمریکا هستم every time, you could simply say از آمریکا هستم.
از آمریکا هستم.
The هستم indicates that you are talking about yourself. One more thing about yes and no. So we've learned the word for yes in Persian is بله. There's another version of yes that you will hear often that we should cover in this lesson, and that is آره.
آره.
آره can be best translated as yeah. So not yes, but yeah. It's a more informal version of the word yes, and you don't want to use it with just anybody. For example, if you are speaking to someone you must be respectful of, you want to stick with bale. In general, you're safe using bale, while are is used only in informal or comfortable situations. But you will hear it often, so I wanted to make sure we covered it. So again, it's are.
Are.
And this is simply just yeah. So we're going to cover one other thing in this lesson. We've already talked about saying where you are from, like من از ایران هستم. You can replace the country you are from with a city or town. So you could say من از تهران هستم to say that you're from Tehran, or من از New York هستم to say that you are from New York. And now we're going to talk about how to say where you live. This is a slightly longer sentence, so listen carefully. To say I live in Austin, as we do, you would say من در آستین زندگی می کنم. There are a lot of words we haven't learned yet in there before, so let's break it down. First, a word you're familiar with, من. What does that mean, Matt?
I.
Exactly. And زندگی is a great word. It's the word for life. So in this sentence, it literally means live. زندگی.
زندگی.
Dar is the word for in. Dar.
Dar.
And our verb mikonam means something along the lines of I do. So repeat this full sentence, Matt. Man, dar Austin zendegi mikonam.
Man, dar Austin zendegi mikonam.
Or try. Man, dar Tehran zendegi mikonam.
من در تهران زندگی میکنم.
So to ask the question, where do you live, in the informal form, what is the word for where again?
کجا.
Okay, so you ask, تو کجا زندگی میکنی؟
تو کجا زندگی میکنی؟
So Matt, تو کجا زندگی میکنی؟
من در آستین زندگی می کنم.
And can you ask me the question, please?
تو کجا زندگی می کنی؟
من در تهران زندگی می کنم. Or alternately, as we said before, you could drop the من in the sentence and simply say در تهران زندگی می کنم.
در تهران زندگی می کنم.
If we were using the formal version of this question, where do you live? We would say, شما کجا زندگی میکنین؟
شما کجا زندگی میکنین؟
So we change the conjugation of the verb میکنی for informal to میکنین for formal. Now we already studied how to say where you are from. So for example, من از ایران هستم. Now let's imagine a situation similar to mine, where you are from Iran, but you currently live in Austin. Let's combine what we learned in the last lesson with what we learned from this lesson to say this. It would be, من از ایران هستم, ولی در آستین زندگی می کنم. Could you try to repeat that, Matt?
من از ایران هستم, ولی در آستین زندگی می کنم.
That was perfect. And what do you think the word ولی means?
But.
Exactly. ولی is the Persian word for but. ولی.
ولی.
So let's try the full thing again. من از ایران هستم. ولی در آستین زندگی می کنم.
من از ایران هستم. ولی در آستین زندگی می کنم.
Great. So let's try another one. Let's say you are originally from the United States, but now you live in Paris. The word for Paris in Persian is Paris. Matt, could you say that? I am from the United States, but I live in Paris.
من از آمریکا هستم، ولی در پاریس زندگی می کنم.
Ahsant, that's right. Ahsant, by the way, is the word for excellent or well done. Now let's try one more word to make your vocabulary a bit more complete and give you something else to work with. The Persian word for now is hala.
Hala.
So you could say, I am from Spain, but now I live in Texas. This would be, من از اسپانیا هستم. ولی حالا در تکساس زندگی می کنم.
من از اسپانیا هستم ولی حالا در تکساس زندگی می کنم.
عالی، احسنت.
We hope you enjoyed this fourth lesson of Chai and Conversation.
Well, تا دفعه بعد or until next time from Layla.
And به امید دیدار. From Matt.